Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid. We're holding at the very top of the Amud, starting a brand new Mishnah. Eilu asurin v'oysin b'koshuhu. We're going to have a long list of items that our Mishnah tells not only are they asur b'hano'ah, but they asur everything else b'koshuhu. Now when we hear the words oysin b'koshuhu, we normally think of lach b'lach, which is what we've been talking about the last few days. You have yayin nesach spilling into regular yayin, and metamashu, you aser it. Why? Min b'minoi loy batel mashu, as we've learned. But that's not the focus of our Mishnah. The focus of our Mishnah is really on yovesh b'yovesh. Yovesh b'yovesh means not that you had liquids mixing, but rather you had solids that got mixed. What type of solids? So says our Mishnah, yayin nesach. Well, yayin nesach, that's not a solid, that's a liquid. So Rashi immediately tells us we're talking about chavius b'chaviyois. One chavius of yayin nesach gets mixed into, Rashi says, even 1,000 chaviyois of kosher wine. So you have a merchant that sells wine. He has 1,000 kosher wine barrels. Unfortunately, one barrel of yayin nesach got mixed in among those 1,000. Everything is osir. Osir b'hanoah. Oysir mekoshu.
It's os kaplech machi.
Exactly. So that's the oysir mekoshu, even 1 out of 1,000. And that is the case in all of the cases that we're now going to enumerate in our Mishnah. And what the Mishnah is going to go and tell us, as the Gemara will tell us momentarily, what's the reason for this list? Each one of the items on this list are, number one, Isurei Hano'ah, and number two, a Dover Shebeminyan, since it's Osbana, and it's something that normally people count individually, as we'll see. Take, for instance, a barrel of wine, so that's a Dover Choshev, it's a Dover Shebeminyan. Since it's both Aser Bano and Dover Shebeminyan, merge the two together, and they aser all of the other barrels. And we continue the mission. The same thing applies to Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, let's say if you found a tzura of an Avodah Zarah, like a tzelem, for instance, and it's mixed in with 1,000 other tzurais, which are not Avodah Zarah, just they look the same. As you know, we had earlier in our Masechta, you can even select a worm and decide, oh, this worm is an Avodah Zarah, a god, and you bow down to it, it becomes an Avodah Zarah. So if someone had 1,000 such tzurais that were just the tzurais of monkeys, of donkeys, of worms, of whatever, and one person decided he bought one of these tzurais, he bowed down to it, and he made it into an Avodah Zarah, and this Avodah Zarah now got mixed in with the other 1,000 tzurais, all of the 1,000 tzurais are now osur because of this din that they're oisrin b'kosh. And we continue on oiris levuvin. We had oiris levuvin earlier on in our Masechta. That was a case of when the goyim used to do takroivis of Avodah Zarah, they were heartless.
Heartless.
In which respect were they heartless? They would go and take the animal. Instead of shechting it or killing it, they would go and make a surgical incision around the heart, and they would go and extract the heart from a lebedika animal. Can you imagine such achzorius? Anyway, that's how they did their avodah zarah. And now, when you bought such an oil, such a skin from an animal, and you notice that right where the heart typically is, there's a big circular hole, you know, therefore, that this was part of the krevis avodah zarah. And it's osir b'hanoah. We're not talking about the heart. We're talking about the oir. The oir, the remaining oir. After they went and
so the remaining behemoth.
They brought the animal for whatever, avodah zarah, takrovis, but they removed the oir. Lahavdil, just like we remove the oirois typically of the kabbonis. And this oir has in it, it's a complete, beautiful skin, which people want to use for making pocketbooks and making shoes and all the rest. But they can't, because since they see that big hole where the heart normally would be, they know that this was used for avodah zara, takrovis avodah zara. Even if this or got mixed into 10,000 other oiras where I know it had nothing to do with avodah zara, all certified kosher, not avodah zara, one gets mixed in, then all of them become osir.
You might have mentioned this, please. Why is Gainasek? Why is it referred to a chavis? Why not to the yain itself?
Okay, so I mentioned, you missed the first part. Our mission is not talking about lach balach, our mission is talking about yovish be yovish. Lach balach, we've already had the machloikis yesterday and the last few days.
That one is obviously the same, just it's covered in
well, it's not so simple whether they're the same or not, but we're going to get to that. In the meantime, our mission, we're talking yovish be yovish, one chavis among 1,000 chavis, one tzura among 1,000 tzurais, one oir love of, etc. And the same thing you have shor and nisko. Shor and nisko, as you all know, means a shor that chas v'sholom killed someone, and the bezin found the shor guilty, gets skila. Or you can have a shor of revia, that either it was revia a nekeva, or was nirva by a zachar. Anyway, also the same din, that it gets skila. Now, one shor, I mean, for me, city slicker, one shor looks like 1,000 other shvarim. I cannot go and tell the difference between one shor and the other. Probably, lahavdil, the same thing, the animal looks at the people, they probably can't tell the difference between one and the other. But the point is...
Yeah, the lovush, the lovush.
You can't be sure, exactly, you can't be sure. So if you have one shor among 1,000 other shvarim, one you know is a shor niskel and the others are not, all of them now are osir bando. Same thing, Egla Rufa. We had that in the end of yesterday's Sedra, as you know. Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa also is osir bano. If this Egla gets mixed into others, etc., etc. Tzipoirei Metzoira. Tzipoirei Metzoira, of course, when a Metzoira, the Koyin decides if the Metzoira is now, Baruch Hashem, Noki from the Tzaraas. So the first thing that the Metzoira has to do is has to bring Shtei Tziporim Chayis to Hoyrois, Veitzeres, Vishnitolas, Veezoiv, Vishachras, Tzipor Echos, El Klicheres, El Mayim Chayim. And then the Tzipor Achaya he sends away al Panei Hasoda. Okay, now until the Zman of the Shechita of that Tzipor, when the person bought the two Tziporim and designated them for Tziporim Metzoyer, they become Osir Bahano at that time. When you Shecht one of the two, then the other one becomes no longer Osir Bahano. It's only Osir Bahano until the Zman Shechita. After Zman Shechita is over, then the other one goes al Pnei Hasada. Otherwise, you'd always have a problem. You'd never be able to go and buy or eat a tzipor, because maybe that's the tzipor of the Metzayda that was Osir Bahano. So the Osir Bahano goes away at the time of Shechita. But until the time of Shechita, the tziporim are Osir Bahano. So if this tzipor now gets mixed into another 1,000 tziporim, all of them are Osir Bahano. Seir Nozir. The Seir Nozir, as you know, has to go and be burned underneath the dud of the Shlomim in the Azar. Since the Torah requires it to be burned, is a chasim that it's Osir Bahano. Ah, since it's Osir Bahano. Now, we're not talking about just 1 or 5 or 10 hairs. You have to accumulate all of those hairs and bundle them all together into as a chaticha ruil eskabit of hair. After all, you have to remember, you have to take off all the hair, so you put them all together, and you put them into a bundle, and now this bundle finds itself among 1,000 other bundles of hair. Once again, all of the hair becomes osir bahano.
Everything the Torah says to burn is osir bahano?
That's how they learn over here. That you have the same thing, legabe...
Every
time
the Torah told you to burn
the Osir Bahano, it's Osir Bahano. Yeah, you're not. You're over Meila. It depends on Kodeshim, Kodeshim Kalin. You're talking about before you makrev it, after you makrev it. Aymerin. There are differences in halacha, but yes, the same.
Everything the Torah says to burn the Osir Bahano. Okay.
Yeah, in, as a general, of course, all rules have exceptions, but that's the general. And we continue on Upetach Hamor. Betach Hamor, of course, Tifta Bisa. So once you pay the Bisa, it becomes Mutter. But until that point, the Betach Hamor, that is the firstborn of the Chamoirim, it has a din of Isra Hana. So if he gets mixed into another 1,000 Chamoirim, all Osir Bahano. U Basar B'Cholav. Now, Basar B'Cholav, Rashi says, doesn't mean that you have a chulant and now some milk fell into the chulant and you're saying, okay, it's Oyser B'Kolshu. That's not true. It's only Oyser B'Noysen Tam. What we're talking about is you have a chulant that was confirmed to be basar b'cholav. You saw the amount of milk that fell into it, and you asked a nachdam armoy to taste it, and he says, this is the first milchiga chulant that I've ever tasted in my life. so you know for sure that it's basar b'chalav. And this basar b'chalav is now in a pot. And guess what? There are 1,000 other pots of kosher chulin, and now this pot of basar b'chalav chulin got mixed into the other 1,000. All of them are asur bana. Same thing, sar mishtalech, that you have to go and send away on Yom Kippur. It's asur bana. Gets mixed into other seirim, same halacha. Chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. Chulin shenishchutu ba'azara, that you shechted chulin in the azara. Again, it's asur bana. And now, if that chulin got mixed into other cut meat,
can get a goy to taste it at
all? No, we got to taste all of them, all 1,000. The goy is
good.
The goy is fleishig. The kinchin is just in the other.
No, at least 150, 20. Right?
Yeah, in a situation where you can infer, I'm asking by these chavis. What happens if they have 5 chavis have a special shtempel? You know that comes directly from Yerushalayim. It didn't become Yayin Esach. Okay, but if there's no way of discern between one and the other. One of our Chushiva Midlaners, Reb Nusin, was asking Buzur Chulav, have the Nachtam Amoy go and taste every one of the 1,000 chulins to see whether you can feel the taste of the Buzur Chulav or not. Presumably, if you had such a Nachtam Amoy, that would be okay. But if you don't have someone and you cannot tell the difference between one pot.
But
that's a separate story. Okay, anyway, Surah Mishalech, we spoke about Chulim Shinu Hazara. He was talking about that it was already Geshachtin. Because if it wasn't geshachtin, then it's not just because you traipse in with a chulin animal that you were not makdish, that doesn't make it awesome. No, it's only that you shechted it. So we're talking about now that you have a chaticha haruya lihiskabed from this chulin shishwazara, and that is osbano, and it gets mixed into another 1,000 slices of roast beef or whatever. All of them, hari elo asurim, but oyis b'koshu, all of them are awesome. So Frekti Moriet, Tanam Maika Choshev, when we listed all of the foregoing 10, 12 items, what was the hakpodovi? Idovishib Minyan Kochoshiv, listening Nami Chati Khoshnavela. If the cheshbon of our Mishnah was that we're talking about Dovishiminyan means something which has a chashivus that you usually count each one individually. For instance, when you go and buy potatoes, you don't go and buy a single potato, you go and buy a bag of potatoes, whether it's 2 pounds, 5 pounds, you don't count each one individually. But if you go to the meat section, then you see that each piece of meat is nicely in cellophane and nicely packaged, because it's a double mitzvah, it's a double choshev. You don't go and buy 12 pieces of meat in a bag and weigh it and say, okay, I bought it. You go and buy each one individually. So it's called a double shem minyan, that gives it chashivas. That being the case, listening nami chatichas nevela. If you have a chaticha of a nevela of kosher animal, but it died, or they did a poor job in the shechita, so now the animal is nevela. We're not allowed to eat it because it's nevela, but that chatichos nevela looks exactly the same as chatichos of a kosher animal that was properly geshachted. That chatichos nevela, l'chayit, it's a dover shem minyan, it should aser all the others. How come that's not mentioned in the Mishnah? If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is only enumerating isuri hana kachoshiv, so listening nami chavetz bepesach. Chavetz bepesach, as we know, is asur banon, not only isur achila. And that being the case, why don't we list that too? That if you have chavetz bepesach that gets mixed into others. Now, you think the chavetz bepesach is not an easy tzir, because if all of them happen to be chavetz and it's pesach, then they're all chavetz. But as you know, you could have a matzah which is a chametz sticker matzah. How? Because you left it too long. You're supposed to go and bake it quickly within 18 minutes, and you let it be on that. It starts to rise. If they quickly, after 18 minutes, blow out the fires and cool it off, you might not be able to tell the difference between that and 1,000 other matzahs. Especially among the Taimina, they don't have thin matzahs like we have. They have thick matzahs. So you could have, theoretically, a thick matzah among 1,000 other matzahs, and that particular one, that thick one, unfortunately began to rise, and therefore is asur bana. So why don't we talk about chametz bepesach? Why did we leave these cases out? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, same Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Haitana Tarti Islay. Our Mishnah is enumerating all of those categories, all of those items that fit both of those requirements. They're both Adav Sheben Minyan and Isurei Hano'ah. Oh, that's the reason why we didn't, for instance, enumerate Chatichas Nevela, because it's not Asur Bana. Pasuk says specifically, you're allowed to go and sell it and make a profit on it. It's not also by no. So that's why we don't reckon it also in the Mishnah. On the other hand, why didn't we go and talk about chometz and pesach? Because that's not a davar shel minyan. You don't normally, except for erev pesach, you buy matzahs individually. Normally, it's not a davar shel minyan. Go and buy a whole bunch of matzahs all at one time. So therefore, those that we reckoned in the Mishnah are both davar shel minyan and isurena. Frank Timur, once you told me that, I got a couple more. V'lisnei goyze perach, v'rimoydein ba'adon. Remember the famous Mishnah, Masechtas Orla, the Gemara brings a few times in Shas, that these are machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What do you say? Kol shadar kalim loishaninu, es shadar kalim loishaninu. You all recall that machlokes. But bottom line is, among those which are enumerated in that Mishnah are goyze perach, v'rimoydein ba'adon. The Poshe Pshat, egoizim, of course, are nuts, that come from a place called Perach. That's how Rashi learns over here. Same thing, Rimoinim. Rimoinim, of course, are pomegranates. They come from Badan, from a place called Badan. But there's a Toisis that says a Goyze Perach means Goyzen that easily break open, and some say that's referring to something like pistachio nuts. A Goyze, even though nowadays you don't normally buy one pistachio nut at a time. You buy a whole bag full of 50 of pistachio nuts. Maybe it's not exactly pistachio nuts. Maybe in certain regions these were so rare that they did sell them individually. But Mishkanav Kimena, the point is that these are also Dovashim Aminyan, and it's Isurei Hano. The reason why they're Isurei now, we're talking about that they were either Orl or Kloyakem. I'm sorry, Nachum was okay.
Shabamin does not mean necessarily you bought one at a time.
Yeah.
It could be 20 at a time. It's also Dov Shabaminian.
Ah.
You sold it by count.
Okay. Well, good. Well, so Rebbetzi Asenfeld tells us here that I'm making a fundamental flaw. When I say Dov Shabaminian, it doesn't necessarily mean that each one individually is sold separately. Good. Maybe if you have, you sell 10 or 20 of them, that itself is a Dov Shabaminian.
The price is
comes out. Yeah, could be. Fine. Anyway, that's all excellent. The question is, now that we've concluded that it is a davar shel minyan, and it's also Isra Noah, why is it Isra Noah? Because we're talking about either that was from Orla or from Kloya Kerem, both of which are Asabana. So why don't we put those in our Mishnah too? After all, those in the Mishnah have nothing to do necessarily with Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Nesach and Avodah Zarah, Oyus Levuv and Avodah Zarah. But you're a Niskol, and Egla Ruf, and Tzipayr, and Metzayr, and Tzayr, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So why don't we put in these two as well in our Mishnah? And for the Gemara, we could have, however, Hatanalei, Hasan, Rabbeinu HaKadosh already listed them in the Mishnah in Masechtas Arla, and those which are Royla Arla, Arla Royla Kloya Kemakem, so therefore we don't need to go and repeat them here because we already have them there. Frank Timar Velisni Kikroi Shobalabayas, the Inyan Chometzu Pesach, Kikroi Shobalabayas means normally a kikar is normally a loaf of bread. Loaves of bread that are made in the bakery. All 100 loaves of bread look exactly the same.
Nachtum.
However, by a nachtum, exactly. But a balabuz, a private individual at home, particularly housewives, they make chalas lemushal for Shabbos. Each one looks a little different because you braid it a little bit differently, a little bigger,
artisanal.
A little smaller. I'm sorry, Nachum?
Artisanal.
As they say, okay. Shkoyach. Good, artisanal.
Handmade.
Okay, beautiful. Anyway, so when it's the Kirkishu balabai, it's the Nichomes of Pesach, there, we do have, it's Dovashim and Minyan because each one is separate and it's, that's called artisanal, that's understood, yeah? Okay, I missed it. All right, anyways, in the Shnafkiman. So, Kikrishol Balabais, you have Nochmul, the same thing, that each one is individual Dovashim and Minyan. And if they happen to be Chometz and Pesach, we're talking about Isra No, Isra Bazoi, why don't we go and listen and have that in our Mishnah? Zoktimor, Man Sham is the Omalei. Who is the one that holds that Kikrishol Balabais? In fact, has this status of the Gabi Chometz for Pesach, it's considered to be a Dovah Shem Aminyan. In other words, not everybody agrees that Kikrishu Balabai is a Dovah Shem Aminyan. Because after all, once you bake 5 or 10 chalas, there is some similarity between one and the other. Zizokti Gemara, who's the one that holds it? That's Rabbi Kiva, Hatanalei Hasim. That same Mishnah, Masechtas Arla, says in addition to the 6 which are enumerated, including the Goyze Perach, Rimoin and Badan, Rabbi Kiva Moisev Av Kikroishel Balabayas. Oh, so once again, it's already in that Mishnah. That's why we don't mention it in our Mishnah. But otherwise, it would be a fitting candidate because it meets both requirements of Dov Shem Aminyan as well as its Isser Hanah. Good. Now note that the Mishnah ends off Hari Eilu Asurim V'Ois Mekoshu. Rabbi Yisai, how did the Mishnah begin? Eilu Asurim V'Ois Mekoshu. Why does the Mishnah have to conclude? We're just being repetitive and duplicative, and we're repeating ourselves. Lemutei mai, what does the Hari Elu come to exclude? Lemutei Tavishim Minyan, v'lavi suri hano. It's coming to exclude those things with Davish Minyan like we had before. The Chatichos Nevela, which although it's a Davish Minyan, sell each one individually. But that also Bano, you're allowed to go and sell Nevela Mitagoy. Or Inami Lemutei Isuri Hano. What's an Isanovale Davish Minyan? That was talking about the Chametz for Pesach. It's about also Bano, but typically it's not a Dover Choshev, especially if you're talking about just breklach, crumbs, and stuff like that. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, and that it does not aser b'kolshu, because it doesn't have both of these requirements, isra'na and dover shebemik.
So what is the aluch in such a case, if it's only one of
them? Said it will become bottle. It won't aser all 1,000. It will become bottle. What do you have to do with it, says Rashi? Oh. If you have, for instance, such 1,000 pieces of meat, and one of them is nevela meat, you extract one of them, and you throw it away, and all the rest is mutalach, mutalach, mutalach.
That's breira, yes, breira, no.
Breira, if you can go and figure out which one is nevela meat, then of course take out nevela meat. But if it's not liquor, then all of them are usur. The way to be misakin is, take out one, throw it out, and you're
also
done.
Also, you can't have anor from the certificate that you throw out, obviously.
That's, if you're talking about nevela meat, it's only usur b'achil, it's not usur b'anor. On to the next Mishnah. Nukta Mishnah Yayin Nesach Shenofa Libor. Oh, now we're talking once again about Mashkin. We're talking about Lach Palach, Yayin Nesach that falls into the bar. We've been discussing that for the last couple of days. Kuloi Osir Bano, the ganze Zach, Bakal Mikol Kol. We had a discussion, of course, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Kama Bottle yesterday. Yeah. But putting that discussion aside, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if Yayin Nesach that falls into the bar, the entire bar now becomes Osir Behano. Rashi, in fact, asked yesterday, if you hold kama kama bottle, then why is it also bano? Every drop of yayin nesach that falls in should become bottle to the whole bar. So you remember Rashi said it's talking about the entire chavius falls in all at once. That was Rashi right at the top of ayin gimel amud aleph. V'haydi toni lekamon yayin nesach shofel bar kule aser mukila kishenofel bechavius gedoyla v'nishbara v'nofel kula kiyacha. The whole thing poured in all at once. That was the top. Rashi there on Ayin Gimel. Sorry?
And therefore, it was like
no, the point is, then you don't say kama kama bottle, because it all came in one big shot. If you had drip, 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 drip.
If it's shishim, then it could be bottle also.
What you're saying is
kama kama bottle, has to be a shir of kama kama bottle.
What you're saying is correct. But kama kama bottle means you have, let's say, a whole bar of 50 gallons. And now one drop falls in, another drop falls in.
It's not a drop. I mean,
it's a teaspoon. A bottle falls in.
So what's the shear?
I mean, it's slowly. What happens if at the end of 3 hours, all of the bottles that have fallen into this huge vat of wine are much more than the original wine that was in the bar? So normally you would go and say, well, it's overwhelmed it. What's the shit? Whether it's roy, whether it's shishim, whether it's shishis. We had a machlokes yesterday. Shishis. Whatever it is. But you know for sure there's much more iser than there is heter. Rabbi Yochanan was machadish. That's all if it falls in all at one time in one shas. However, it falls in drop by drop. Each drop that falls in becomes bottle. Another bottle. Another. See, even though after 3 hours is much more original of the bad wine, of the non-kosher wine, it's still kosher because it cuts the drop.
Now this chavis that fell in,
yes.
What shear is it? Why do you not say kama kama bottle? How big does it have to be that you no longer say kama kama bottle?
Yeah. Yesterday we had a machloikis in the Gemara between one man, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and the other one. First one in the name of Rabbi Yochanan at the outset was Rav Dimi, and then we had Rabbi Yitzhak bar Yosef Amr Rabbi Yochanan, where he said only if it's a tzir tzur kata. So he clearly holds it's a cotton means drip, 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 drop, drop, drop. According to...
A drop is not a shear.
A drop is... Well, normally, if it wouldn't be for Rabbi Yochanan, we would say drop into the yayin kusher makes everything usher because min b'mina loy bottle, and the whole thing you have filled by masher, the whole thing is usher. That was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush, wasn't it?
Trying to differentiate between a drop and a chavis.
Right. I understand you want to go and pinpoint exactly what's the amount.
Yes.
shishim, each drop, the full din has to have more than shishim?
No, that has to be less than a shishim of the...
To aser it. I'm saying, you're saying that he dropped the full din.
So chavis has to be more than shishim, that's what I'm saying. That chavis has to be more than shishim. Otherwise, I don't understand the terms.
Okay, medaf ma'ayin zay. But back to our Mishnah, say, yayin nesach shefol ofel bar, you have this huge amount of yayin nesach tefelin, a full chavis lamashul. Then what's the din? Once it asers all the wine down below, then kule also but no, everything is also but no, and you lose the entire wine. So now people, what would Shelley say? People are going to start whining about losing so much wine. So Pshim Gamliel, I mean, no, don't whine. It's nish geferlich. Yimacher kule levichavim chutz midmei yayin nesach sheboy. You have all of this mixture of yayin nesach in the kosher wine. Let's assume that you know for a fact, you measure all of the wine, and you find out that there are 51 gallons of wine. There were 50 gallons there originally in the bar,
kusher.
One of kosher wine, one of the trefa wine, the yayin nesach that folds in. So now there's 51. You go over to a goy, and you sell him all the 51 gallons, and you charge him only for 50 gallons. So he gets a discount, he gets one for free. So therefore, that's a machai. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't lose his pants.
Recoup his losses.
He recoups, except for that one. Well, that one is trife. Yeah. What can you do? At least all the other kosher ones.
The whole thing is also b'shtir.
It's also, that's why he's selling it to a goy. Exactly. So the mucha kula loiv chavim. It's not also b'ano. All the other 50 akusha. It's just this one is bad. Oh, chutz mi d'mayish. That's why that you can't charge him for that because that's also b'ano. The other 50 are mitabano. This 51st is also b'ano, and that's why it says that you can charge him for 50. Chutz mi d'may yayinasa shabai. You're not going to take 51 because that 51st that you take, that's also b'ano. What happens if the goy paid you the 51st? So we said before, you know, have to take that 1 gallon's worth, $5, $10, what it is. You have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Okay, now, on the surface, Reb Shimon Gamliel is referring to the case of our Mishnah, the Yayin Nesach. However, remember, in the Mishnayos, these two Mishnayos might be merged together. And maybe Reb Shimon Gamliel is not only talking about the ratio of this Mishnah, he's talking also about the Mishnah up above, that you have 1,000 Chavyas, and one out of the 1,000, 1,001, let's say. One of them happens to be Yayin Nesach, the other 1,000 are kosher wine. Top Mishnah we learned, Eilu Asurim V'Oisim V'Koshu, all 1,001, Chavyas in, you just pour them out because you can't use them for anything. Asa B'Ish B'Shtiyah, Asa B'Ano. But if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going on that Mishnah too, hey, that's great news. You can go and sell all the 1,001 barrels of wine, just charge for 1,000, give one as a discount, you get a freebie. One, it's a special pre-Labor Day sale. I give you 1,001 chavyas, and you only have to pay for 1,000.
Didn't you say this?
100%. So now, Reb Moshe, who's here with us, is pointing out the top Mishnah was Yovish B'Yovish. This Mishnah is Lach B'Lach. So the question is, whether Reb Shimon Gamliel is only going on the Lach case, don't laugh, or he's also going on the top case of the Yavish. Yeah. And if we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, which we typically do, Sari always reminds us we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel in all Mishnahis except four or three. Chutz me. Barry, you there? Arif Tzidoin and Raya Achroina. Okay, so if we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel here, do we pass kin only by Lach B'Lach? Only by Yavish B'Yavish, or perhaps both. And that's going to be the discussion from here to the bottom of the Omer. Omer Rav. Halach Reb Shimon Gamliel, we pass Reb Shimon Gamliel, Chavyas B'Chavyas. Ah! In the 1,001 Chavyas, you don't have to lose all 1,001, you only lose one. And the other 1,000, you can go and get full profits, sell it to a guy. Avaloh Yayin B'Yayin. Once it gets mixed in, Lach B'Lach, the Shanisht, that we do not pass like Shimon Gamliel in that case.
What's the
svara? Because chavis b'chavis, number one is a davish b'minyan. Each one is separate. Here, the wine is all merged together. There's no way of splitting hairs in when you're talking about the wine. So therefore, that the Shem Gamliel says that you can go and sell all of the wine. That I can understand. You can go and sell 1,001 chavis and just don't have hanoa. Right? We're not talking about if the goy drinks it, whether he makes a brucha, he doesn't make a brucha. It makes no difference. Yeah. He's allowed to drink the Yayin Nesach. We're not allowed to drink it. We're not allowed to have a no. So Shimon Gamliel, I'm not having enough from this Yain Nesach because I'm selling the 1,000 and the other one I give as a freebie. But if you're talking about Yain Biyan, it's all mixed together. How do you go in, it's like Ein Breda, how do you go and splice and slice the wine? So this is Rav. Shmuel Amar Fili Yain Biyan, we also pass on the Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chein Amar Rav B'chona Amar Rav Yoichan, Fili Yain Biyan. V'chein Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nosan Amar B'chanina, Fili Yain Biyan. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, Fili Yain Biyan. Baruch Hashem for all these wine merchants.
All one mixture, you said.
So obviously they hold differently. They hold that even there the same halacha applies, that just don't have a no'ah from the Isser Hanah, but have a no'ah from the rest. You have 51 gallons. I know 50 are kosher. One of them, unfortunately, is not. So, just don't have a no'ah from that 51st. Amr of Nachman, halacha lemaisa. Rashi says, lehoyreis ala maisa. If a Ruv has the shayla coming to him, what do you do? Yayin nesach, yayin biyayin. Asur. Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Chavis b'chavis, mutter. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So this we're now following what Rav said initially, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, chavis b'chavis. Avaloi yayin be yayin.
I have one question. Rav Shimon Gamliel got the Mishnah yayin nesem lach belach nishav yovash be yovash. Why doesn't see Rav Shimon Gamliel on the first Mishnah?
So you recall when we introduced this, we said that many times, if you opened up a Mishnah, it could very well be that these two Mishnahs are merged together as one. The reason why the editors of the Shas split it up, because they felt that this is more appropriate because of the discussion before, discussion later. So this Rav Shimon Gamliel could be going on everything, the top of the omelet, as well as this bottom part as well.
You have a fourth one, not like the halacha of Shimon ben Gamliel.
So we would have a fourth one. You'll recall, the Gemara already brought a few times recently that there were an Amiroim that did not paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And then we had the Toysis back in Daf Lamed Beis. It's only Reb Yoichanan that holds that as a definite statement throughout Shas. But other Amiroim may disagree. If you look at Lamed Beis, very good. So you see that not always. Of course, Barry and others are going to say, yeah, but on the third line it says, Rabbi Chanan, Om Rabbi Yoichanan. Oh, this Rabbi Yoichanan is good because he says, Fali Yain Biyain. So he, Lishitasi, Taka Hozak Shem Gamliel, both Lach Balach, Yavish for Yavish, we pass him like him across the board. However, Rav Nachman respectfully disagrees, and he says, oh, no, we only paskin by Chavis b'chavis is mutter, but not lach b'lach. Continuing on, Stam Yayin, afel Yayin b'yayin is mutter. In other words, until now we spoke about Yayin Nesach. Now we're talking about Stam Yayinam. So Stam Yayinam is also Osir, Bishtia, and Behano'ah. However, because Stam Yayinam is considered to be more Kal, than the Inyan of Yayin Nesach.
We didn't see the Maise, they made Avoid Zor.
I'm sorry, Nachum?
We didn't see, but they made Shirshuk.
Exactly. Stam Yenim has nothing to do with Avoid Zor. Stam Yenim is talking about even an atheist that doesn't believe in Avoid Zor. It's Mishum Ben Oisei. They shouldn't, Chas Hashon, come to fraternize and then cause Chas Hashon, Nebuch Chasanahum, and then have Tzuris. Anyway, so Stam Yayin, Afili Yayin, but Yayin is Mutter. Even if it got mixed in one with the other, you're allowed to sell it, Kapshim Gamliel. How would you sell it? Again, chutz v'dmei yayin nesach shemayim. And now we're on to the Amud Beis, Zok the Mishnah. Now we're talking about a gas. Gas, as you all know, means the place in the beginning of the wine press where they put all the grapes down, and then they would tread on them, and then they would put the beam down, and then what happened was all of the wine would spill down into the bar down below. So we've talked about this in the past. So now you have a gas shel even. Gas, the wine press was made out of stone. Shizofsa. Zofsa means that they put pitch on the outside of the stones to make it nice and flat and smooth. And the zephyrs was put on by a goy. What's the problem? So we've already discussed this earlier on in the Masechta, and Rashi brings it again at the top, that the minhag was that when you put pitch on any surface, you used to add a little bit of wine. Why did they do that? Because unfortunately, pitch has a terrible stench, a terrible odor, a terrible smell, and you don't want that to ruin the wine that you're going to produce in this wine press. So therefore, they would put in a little bit of wine as one of the ingredients in the pitch initially, so that by the time the pitch all dried out, and then you smelled it, you didn't feel any odor, you didn't feel any stench. But that was not wine intended for drinking, it was wine just to take away the bad effects of the bad smell. Okay, So the Oivir Chum was Zoifis it, he smeared it, and he included some wine. And now I want to do a kosher wine production in this wine press. What do I need to do to make sure that there is no residue, no drop of wine that's still left that might go and seep into my grapes and my wine that I'm now producing in this wine press? So what you have to do is menagva. The word menagva comes from the word negev, which means you have to go and dry it out. Drying out, as we'll see in Yechem on the bottom of the Amid, top of the Amid Aleph, means, says Rashi, the mayim ve'efer. You have to go and take a combination of ash and water. Which one do you put on first? Do you put on the ash? Do you put on the water? We'll see Mechem in the Gemara. It depends on whether the wine press is still moist, in other words, brand new, or they just put on a brand new coating of pitch, and therefore if it's still wet, to go and dry it out instead of taking towels, you put on ash to go and absorb any of that moisture, and then you menagive it by pouring in water and rinsing it out. Or the other way around, you can start off that it was originally dry, you go and pour in water to wetten it, and then you put the ash on. We're going to discuss this on the bottom of the yom, the top of the yom. Don't be too concerned if you don't understand it now.
Is the yain nesef? That is the yain, which is yain nesef.
Yeah, because the oiv, that little drop, because the oiv chum presumably was meshachshech that wine that he put in. So you're not going to drink that wine because it's embedded in the pitch. But there could be that it's still wet, that the pitch has a little drop of wine on the outside. You want to now put on, this is brand new Zephyr, not Zephyr from 25 years ago. Zephyr that you just did now, so I'm concerned that there might be a drop of wine. Go and menagva. That's number one. And then be toira. The word toira, of course, here is slightly inappropriate because it really means the hikshera, but Barry will remind us that earlier on in our mesechta we said that yayin nesech ulta has a din of tumah. What type of tumah? The word goizah has a din like a tumah smes, even ba'oil. Okay, so therefore, go and do a good job in menagva, and now it's not only going to be kosher, it'll be tar. But that's if the gas was made out of evan. If it was made out of eitz has a tendency to go and absorb more. So now we have a machloikis. Well, Rebbe says yinagev, Rebbe doesn't distinguish between evan and eitz. The Chum say, no, that's not enough. For evan, that's fine. We're talking about eitz, yikleif es as efes, you have to go and, if you want to do a kosher production in this wine press, where the wine press is pitched by the guy, you got to remove all of the zephes, take it all, peel it all off, and then go ahead after that. What happens if shel cheres, that the wine press was made out of kli cheres, earthenware? Av bishkilef es zephes, even if you remove the zephes, arizu asura. Because we know any blias, when you're talking about kli cheres, any moitzi midei doifioi la'olam, any blias gets stuck there forever, and therefore you cannot. The only way is shvirasan zuhitarasan. But we're going to talk about the cheres a little bit further down, that there might in fact be an eitzah as we get into the Gemara. But in the meantime, you see the distinction of our Mishnah. Number one, the focus on the zephes, that it has to be, we're talking about with pitch. And number two, we're talking about distinctions between evan, eitz, and cheres. So with this introduction, Amarava, Davka Zifsa, the concern of our Mishnah about this embedded yayin nesach is talking about because you did zephyrs, you put on pitch. What happens if there was no pitch situation? That wasn't the issue. Maybe it was a wine press that you didn't put pitch on the walls.
What is pitch?
Pitch is a type of shmirach. It's like a plaster, it's like clay, you shmear on the walls. Exactly. Aval Dorachba, you have the same thing Rashi talks about by Noyach, by the Taiva, this is Yogat, this is Nishgat. Okay, fine. Aval Dorachba Loi. Dorachba means if instead of the goy having a put in wine into the zephyrs, the goy instead was one of the people that tread on the grapes inside this gas, or loy. In such a case, you do not need to go and do niguv. Again, nigov means the ash together with the water. All you'd have to do is hadocha. Hadocha would mean just rinse it out thoroughly, but you don't need, in Yiddish, mishvenktes os. So you don't need nigov, you only need hadocha. You see the first Rashi right after the Mishnah, Avod Dorachba, Rashi been 8 lines in, Misha'ena Zavufusa, Loi bayaniga veladach. You don't need the ash with the water. You just need streams of water to go and nachmul.
It's not baleya in this case.
Whether it's baleya or not, I mean the dricha. Yes. Apparently, the Gemara holds that it's not. Baleya. Exactly. So that's the reason why it's okay. So now, there are going to be two lashonis of Rava, and this first lashon of Rava assumes that the dricha is less than the zephes, and by the zephes you need both ash with water, right? Rashi said in the Mishnah, mayim ve'efer, and here you don't need that. All you need is hadocha. So tomorrow, pshita, what's Rava's chiddush? Zofsa tonight. Why did the Mishnah begin? Gashel eben shezofsa. To tell you, only by Zephas do you need both Eish Umayim. But when you're talking, not Eish, Eifer Umayim. But when you're talking about Dorachba, you only need the Hadach. So the Chayra, what's Rav's Chiddush?
What's the Chiddush?
So Timur the same word, then I feel Dorachba, that they have exactly the same Halacha. V'hai Diktoni Zofsa, Orcha the Milziktoni. The reason why it says Zofsa is just telling you the normal way of things. What means the normal way of things? Says Rashi, Shederach of Zofsin, Lizrik Bayayin. Because pitch has such a bad odor, this was standard practice, and everybody always put in some wine. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah wants to tell you. You see a brand new gas, you see the pitch, and you say, well, it was never used. Hey, Goy, did you ever use it before for any wine? No, not at all. Okay, so what could be the Shaila? There's a big Shaila. The Zephyr has wine inside the walls. Really? I didn't know that. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah's Kamash Malam wants to tell you. Standard Zephyr has wine in it, and therefore you have to be careful not to go and make a kosher production until you do your Niguv of Mayim and Efer.
But the Dorach, what's the halacha?
By Dorach, it's exactly the same halacha. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't tell us, because everybody understands that if Goyim were in this gas and treading away, until, so then Zicha would have a Shaila, and I have to make sure to go and purify it and refine it to make it. But I wouldn't know by the case of Zafsa. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Ikriyami, there's another version, which is just the opposite. Again, we start off the same way, Omer Rava Dafka Zafsa. Avul Dorachva Loisagi La Benigov. Because a dorachba means that the goy was trampling on and treading on all of these grapes for a period of time, here nigav would not be sufficient. What you're going to have to do is kiluf. You're going to have to go and remove any place where he was dorachba. You're going to have to go and peel it away, because I'm afraid that there's wine embedded in the flooring. Yet nigav won't be sufficient. So it's just the opposite of before. The first lashon was, only by Zephyr does it require Eish, I keep on saying Eish, Mayim ve'efer. But when it comes to treading Dorachba, it's enough with Hadacha. According to the second version, it's from Faker. The Dorachba needs much, much more than just Mayim ve'efer. You're going to need Kiluf. Leisagi lo benikav. Right, more Pshita, Zofsa. Tonight you see the Mishnah only talks about Zephyr. Ma'ar say mu'adin afilu Dorachba, the exact same Halacha. V'haydiktoni Zofsa oirich orchid the miltiktoni. Just wants to say the normal way of creating and making pitch is by putting in wine. Kamash malah, no. That's what Rav is telling us. Davka zavsa is enough with nigov. Abu dorach ba loisagel benigov, not enough. You're going to have to go and do a full khalifa. And the Gemara tells us now a masa shahaya. Kehudi asked the comment to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya had his besmedish. A yid comes in to Reb Chiya and says, it's Pesach time, or it's whenever time, I want to make a kosher run in the matzarta, in the wine press. I am not the greatest Talmud Chochem. Please send me one of your Talmidim who could act as the Mashgiach to make sure we do a good job in cleaning it out. So, Omalei, so this wine merchant, this individual says to Reb Chiya, Havli Gavra, please give me a person, the Dochi. Dochi over here doesn't mean Dorach. Dochi is from the Lashon of Zochi, as you know, in Aramaic, Zayin and Dalit on the Schalif. That's why a Zochar is a Dechar in Aramaic. Anyway, so Dedochi means that he is going to go and, like Shemen Zay is Zoch, he's going to purify and refine and take out all of any problems in Matzartoi. Havli Gavad Dedochli Matzartoi. He should go and clean it out so that it should be the next run, should be totally kosher. I shouldn't have any problems of Yayin Nesach. So Reb Chiya took his trusted nephew, Rav. As you all know, Reb Chiya was a double uncle of Rav, both a maternal and a paternal uncle. Mar brings the beginning of Psachim, Mar brings it in other places as well. We had Sanhedrin also. Anyway, so Omali the Rav, so he said to Rav, Tima Toiva Rav, Zilba, they go with this yid and go and do a perfect job in kashering, so there won't be any shailas, because I'm noivis. I don't want that afterwards the machmirim, then the kanoim, should come back in a week from now and say, this, he did that, Rav did a very poor job, and all of this wine is treif, and they're going to put a big pashkevillin or posters in.
The heksher is questionable.
That the heksher is questionable. I don't want that. I want you to do it super mahadim and mahadim, dolei mitzavchus, like they shouldn't scream at me in the besmetish. Okay, so Rav gets his mission. He goes to the Matzarta. Ozul Chazi, he saw the Havashia Tve. Shia means that it's nice and smooth. Rashi says Shia means Chalaka. Chalak, as you know, means like glat kushin. So they say Basar Chalak.
Chalak
means it's glat. So he saw it was very, very glat, meaning it looks like it was brand new, shining, beautiful, shein, givaldik. He figured, Omar Havadi Benigav Sagila. All he got to do is Nigav because it's brand new pitch over here, or Misha says Menagva, but we're done. We can leave here in another 5 minutes. It's going to be 1, 2, 3. However, he said, before I leave, I better check around and look around. And Bahadi de Ka'ozl, as he's going around Ba'asi, he's looking around the entire gas. Oh, Chaza Pila. Pila over here does not mean an elephant. Pila means he saw that there was a crack, mituse, on the bottom of the gas, on the bottom of the bar. The chozid have a molly chamra, and in this crack it was full of wine. Ay vavai, Omar, haloi sagi lo benigov. Because of that accumulation of wine in that crack in the floor, nigov is not enough. Ela bekilov, you got to go and do a full kilov, go and remove all of that accumulated flooring wherever that hole was, because we have a real problem of embedded yayin nesach. Even Yai Nesel Be'en, not only Blias, he saw a real live Chamra. Those are Nishkinif.
He has to remove.
If you think he would not have been a good Mashkiach, he would have missed it.
But he has to remove the
Yai Nesel. The body has to remove the Yai Nesel, but after you remove all your Yai Nesel, you still have that flooring underneath that you also have to be koilif. Yeah, peel it away. V'hainu de omalei Chavivi. Chavivi is the way Rav referred to his uncle, Reb Chia, my beloved, because of the fact that he was such a double uncle. That's what Chavivi, meaning that's now the name that we're giving Reb Chia. Chazi, remember what Reb Chia said to Rav. Watch out, be careful. So thank you very much that you did a good job in really going from inch to inch, looking over the entire gas. Because had he left after 5 minutes, the Kanum would have said, it's all treif. You missed the wine down below.
Yeah.
Now we bring a brisa. And the brisa begins, Tana Rabbanan Hagas v'machatz v'hamashpech shel oiv dekechavim. We're going to define these in a moment, but Rashi already points out, we're talking about, number one, that it was not mezufaf. There was no zephes on the walls, as well as we're talking about that these were all kli cheres. Why is that important? Why does Rashi point that out? Because if you skip ahead about 5 or 6 lines, you see the line with is the Aleph of the Bach in parentheses. Go to the next line. Oh, v'shaleitz v'shaleven, yinagif. And then it says, v'mayim misufafim, asurin. Ah, so now we're introducing 2 new things in the safe of this price. If it wasn't blank, but it was h'shaleven or even, and if it wasn't blank, it was misufaf. So from these 2, we see that the Reish is not talking about Eitz and Evan, and it's not talking about Mezufav. We're talking about Cheres, and it was not Mezufav. So what are the halachas now about these 3? So first of all, what are we talking about?
Which 3?
Could you start the Braisa Tan Rabbanan? How much is that all together? So you found the 3. I told you we're going to tighten in a moment. Nothing happened. I still love you, Rav Moshe Chaim. And gas, of course, we've defined already. That was at the very top of the omud. The gas is referring to the whole wine press. The machatz, we've never had this term before, but this is what the Gemara called before a natla, a ladle. If you look at the Rashi over here, machatz, Rashi, so about third down, machatz kli shedoylim boi min habar l'chavius. In other words, once the wine ferments in the bar down below, and now we have to transfer it to the chavius, they used to go and take a kli, which was called a machatz, which presumably was like a large sheplefel, like a large ladle. In the English of the art school, they call it the dipper. I don't know, I've never heard such an English term. I heard dipper if you see it up in the Shammai, in the big dipper, in the small dipper.
That's the dipper.
That's the dipper that we're talking about. Okay, very good. Same dipper. There's constellations that you, if it's a very clear night, and those people that are familiar with this type of stuff, like Shmuel, he was... Yeah, I'm sorry, what is a big dipper lead to?
North Star.
The North Star. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, you've got now an education that the North Dipper leads to the North Star, the Big Dipper. And the Small Dipper, what does that lead to? Somewhere else. Okay. So this is the dipper that you use to go and dip in, and you pick up the wine, and you pour it over into the chavis. V'hamashpech. We already had a mashpech before. What's a mashpech? It's a funnel that you go and pour in. Make sure it doesn't have a lip on the bottom. If it has a lip on the bottom, you get problems with
residue.
What was the lip called? Akevis, right? It's ma'akev, the wine on the bottom. You have residue. Okay. Anyway, so you have these three of shalei chum that belong to goy. I want to use these now. What do you got to do? Rabbi Matir Benikov. Rabbi says, just like we had in the Mishnah, go and use the Efer Umayim, and that's enough. Now, the Gemara is going to ask shortly, I know everybody's already jumping under their skin, but that was talking about the Evan and the Eitz. At the end of the Mishnah, it says, Shulcheres, Av Mishakolavas is Ephes, it's Osir. And remember, Rashi says that we're talking now about Cheres. How is Nigov going to be sufficient? Gemara is going to ask that momentarily. And the Chum Aser, that's consistent with our Mishnah, since the Mishnah says at the end, Vishulcheres, Av Mishakolav, Harizu Asura. There is no Aitza. To Chumim here, we're talking about these three items, especially gas, because our Mishnah is talking about the gas. All of these three, since they're made out of Cheres, Oisrin, you can stand on your head, Rabbi Yisai. They are Asur. Azei zok tochrashi, azei zok. Don't be noticed. Go back to the Rashi, Hagas, v'hamachatz, v'hamashpech. That's right after the machatz we just had. Yeah. So it says Rashi, b'shul cheres askinon. How do I know? Because the Sefer says, shul eitz v'shul even, as we'll see shortly in Yetzer Hashem. Okay, so the Chachomim of this Braisa are consistent with the Loshon of our Mishnah, Harizu Asura. But the Rebbe seems to be going against our Mishnah, since it said by cheres, there was no machloikis. It says that it's osir by cheres. We'll talk about that soon. Umay the Rebbe, but Rebbe is also may be kankanim shalai the chav. Now we're no longer talking about the gas machatz and mashpech. Now we're talking about a kankan. Kankan, of course, is a barrel, maybe smaller, maybe bigger than a chavis, but it's a barrel that belongs to goyim, in which you had wine sitting for an extended period of time. Shein asur, that's osir. Here there's no aitza.
There's no aitza of what? Of
nigov. It's also just like the chum say. What's the difference between the gas machatz and mashbech and the kankan? Uma hefresh bein zel lezeh, manishtana. So it's very simple. Ze machnisoi bikium, the bach changes that. Likium, ze ein machnisoi likium. When you're talking about the case of the kankan is made and is intended to hold the wine for an extended period of time. If you've ever visited a winery where they store wine in barrels, you'll see sometimes it says that these barrels have been sitting here for 5 years. So they're there for a lengthy period of time. It's by le'ot, and therefore you cannot get any way out of it unless you'd be koilef the barrel, and presumably you can't be koilef a barrel, it would just break, so you're done. However, in the machnis bikim, in all of these three cases, the gas, the machatz, and the mashpech, says Rebbe, you don't leave the wine there permanently for kid. For instance, a mashpech, you're only using temporarily as you're using it for a funnel, but as soon as you take it out a minute later, you don't let it seep temporary, in the yainet. It's only temporary. Temporary niguv is enough. Vishal eitz vishal even yinagiv. Eitz v'even yinagiv. Well, in terms of even, everybody agreed in our Mishnah, Nigov helps by Evan. By the eights, we had a machloikis between a Rebbe who says Yenagev and the Chomahimim Yikloif. L'choy, this price of this part of the, when we say Shal eights, Yenagev is going according to Rebbe, not according to the Chachon. The Mahayim is Sufafim. Now, if you had Zephes, which was the case, of course, of our Mishnah, Gash 11 Shizofsa, oh, then Asurin, then it's Asur. We didn't say that by eights for Evan that it's Asur. We said that everybody agrees the Evan Mizufafin Menagva. By eights, we had a machloikas, Yenagva, Yiklai. But even would say that it's Asur. So the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha as well. So we're going to address all of these Kashas, all of these seeming contradictory statements between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Jokti Gemara, you're telling me, Mahim Mizufafin Asurin. Vatanan Gashel Evan, We're talking about Evan, right? Shall eight shall Evan Yinagiv and Mahim is Ufaf and Asur. So we're talking about Evan. For tonight, Gash shall Evan, she's off Menagov Itahira. You just told me that you only need Niguv. And now you're telling me that eight for Evan, Mizufaf, and it's Asur. What's going on? Everything one must eat and delay Dorachba. Our Mishnah is talking about, like we said before, it's a brand new gas, never used before, and now nobody was doirich in it, and therefore the only concern was that little bit of wine that was in the zephis itself. Oh, menagva, just do the nigov of the mayim ve'efer, and it's kosher. Masha Enken over here in the price is talking about the dorachba. This is not a brand new gas shel evan. This gas shel evan was already used. And the goy already treaded on it. He already treaded and he already trampled on the grapes. Oh, so therefore that pushed the grape juice into the bottom, into the flooring. It became now embedded into the gas itself. Oh, that's a different story.
If I'm mixing in the zephyrs and the yayin, so it's belayer. So how does nigif alone is good enough to take out the wine? A cultivar is not going to do anything.
We're not worried about the blias. We're only really worried about if there's anything be'en.
He mixed the zephyrs, I mean, he put it in together.
He mixed in the wine together, no question. Yes, but now it's dried. Now that it's dried, nobody's going to. So the blias is not the concern. The concern is any residue of wine, the surface.
The surface.
Mitch, we're going to talk about that in the bottom of the arm in another few lines. Okay, so therefore,
what did you learn the last shtickle tells us
that the difference between the Mishnah and the Braiser. Yeah. Why did the Mishnah say by Evan, it's Mizufaf, Menagva is enough, just Niguv? And what did it say at the end of the Braiser? If it was Eitz or Evan, Yenagiv, Bidmahi Mizufaf, and Asur. Yeah. Our Mishnah said it's talking about Zephes, and we said Yenagiv. What's going on? Tomorrow, our Mishnah is talking about the Lake Dorachba. The only problem was the wine embedded in the Zephes. Here we're talking about wine that's embedded in the gas itself because the goy was Dorachba.
So,
my man.
There's no tikkun, basically.
Oh, there's a Rashi about that that says we had a Gemara earlier that there is a tikkun. For instance, the Gabi, the Kankanim, says Rashi, you can be mamali them gimel yom and mayin and keep on pouring them out amislas, and then they would be kosher.
Yes,
that's Rashi in the middle of it.
We
learned that before.
Yes.
Omamar. We start again the brayser. Hagas v'hamachas v'hamashbech shloiv v'chovim. Rebbe mater benigov v'chum oisrim. Now remember, we said that by process of elimination, we're talking about shel cheres. Because the Braiser said at the end, oh, by the way, Eitzer Evan is different. So we're talking about Cheretz at this point. And we're saying, according to Rabbi Mata Beniguv, that was the last case of the Mishnah, no more Zephyrs. They took all the Zephyrs off. Harizu Asur, it's totally Asur. And Rabbi says over here, Mata Beniguv, what's going on? Every Mohammed Rabbi saves the Masis and Asan L'Rabbanon. In fact, go back to the Mishnah, even though on the surface, it looks like the Shalcheres is Kuli Alma, right? When it comes Eitzi Amachlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, Shalcheres Avapisha Kolav is Aser. Says you are no. This Shalcheres is a continuation of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim that just finished saying by Eitz Yiklefes Azefes. See, the Chachamim don't make a mistake. That's only by Eitz. By Cheres Avapisha Kolav Arizu Asura. We didn't hear what Rebbe says about that. Rebbe respectfully disagrees. And he holds that even Yenagev would be sufficient, like he said, by the Eitz Va'evan. So this last shtickle is only the Chacham. So it's only the Chacham, it's Nishkastira. That's the Rebbe's Matzah Benigiv, Rebbe's Matzah Benigiv throughout the Mishnah. By Eitz, by Evan, and even by Cheres. This last piece, by Cheres, that it's Osir. Ifilu Bekiluv, that's only Aliba de Rabbanan, not Aliba de Rebbe. So that's now consistent with the Braiser. Rebbe Matzah Benigiv, Chacham Moisir.
There's not to be Nikov enough. Enough for the Chachomim. How can be enough?
The Chacham Taka says it's not enough.
No, I mean, Lord Rebbe, how can be enough? Niguf.
Apparently, maybe he disagrees with you. It's only Blias here. He holds it. That would be enough. But we don't pass like that. See, Harizu Asura. Okay. So we finish. Omarova saved Masis Asan Rabban. New shtickle. Very, very short shtickle. Dorish Rava Nava Irsechu. What does that mean? Nava, says Rashi, is another term for gas, for a wine press. If you want to go and kasher it, I have a good idea for you. Forget about the nigo, forget about the kilo, forget about all that. Go and kasher it arsechu with hot water. Just like when it comes Pesach, many people go and kasher the kelim with hot water. Or sometimes you have kelim get mixed up, and milchik a kli you use for fleishik, fleishik for milchik, so you go and kasher in such a kashering pot. Go and kasher it with boiling hot water, and you can kasher the whole wine press. Rava, ki have mishadr gulfi laharpanya. Gulfi are empty barrels. When he would send them to a place called Harpanya, Sochavahu apumayu, v'chosum lehu abirtsayu. He would go and make a double choysum. He would fold over the cover on the top and fold over the bottom upwards. So that would be a choysum b'toy choysum. If you wanted to go and open up that pitcher or that gulfi, those kadim, you would easily be able to see whether somebody tampered with it because they were folded on top and folded on the bottom. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. Hamishad gulfi kadam reikim. These are empty barrels. Sochvlu hapumayu koifa oisan shulein lemala upien lemata v'shem choisim b'toy choisim v'chosim lu abritzayu choisim es piasak klapi shulein. So in other words, I don't have a picture here. Even the art scroll doesn't give us a picture. But at least you get an idea that on the bottom of it, they didn't leave it flat, but they folded it upwards. And on the top lid, they went folded it downwards.
The
bottom of the barrel, whatever the barrel is.
How do you fold?
I don't know. I'm not in this business. Mitchum, you'll go in the business. You'll let us know. So anyway, so he would go and pull it up, and this he would pull down. That's why he hekeirim from the top and from the bottom. So you should know for sure that it's kosher barrels nobody and nobody should. It. Exactly. Kosova. Why did he do that? Because after all, we're talking about barrels that you're going to keep the wine there. And Philofisha, even if you're going to only put it temporarily, but since it's made machnis lakiyam, Gazer Rabbanan says, don't distinguish between long barrels that you're going to use for a long time, for 5 years, and short-term barrels you're only going to use for a day. All barrels have the same din. Otherwise, we'd be over a barrel each time trying to figure out which is the long term, which is the short term. No distinction. Finally, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah about the niguv. So Rashi told us, b'mayim ve'efer. Where did Rashi take this from? Of course, from the Gemara. B'mayim menagvan. How do you do niguv? So initially, it looks like there's a machlekes. Rab omer b'mayim. In other words, hadocha. Just rinse it out thoroughly. Rab b'chana omer b'efer. You got to put in ash. Freit the Gemara. Come on. Rab omer b'mayim. B'mayim v'loy b'efer. Only water and not efer. Rabbi Bechana Omar, be'efer, be'efer, v'loy b'mayim. Is that the case? No. El is saying, Rabbi Omar b'mayim, v'odin li'efer. Rabbi Bechana Omar li'efer, v'odin l'mayim. V'loy plik is no machlokes. So why did he say mayim? And he said efer. Oh, it depends. Har b'tivta, har b'yabeshta. The zephis, which is on the side of the gas, is it dry or is it wet? Says Rashi on the second line. B'tivta. You see that it still has a moisture of the yain from the zephes. Then you have to first dry it out. No, it's an efer tchila l'shavshef. L'shavshef means to go and dry it out, to sweep away all of the yain. Until now, negev, it's now nice and dry. And now you do your going and rinsing it out thoroughly with the water. On the other hand, if you started off that it was all dry already, you don't see a drop of wine anywhere. For first mayim tchila, first put on your mayim to go and wetten it up, moist it up. V'yakach efer, now put the efer on, just in case there was wine that I didn't see, that looked like it was dry, but now as a result of the water, it's kind of drawn it out, and now I have some wine residue here and there. Put on the efer mishavshef and dry it out, and as we'll see mishum tomorrow, and then you apply another volume of water, again, to rinse out everything out. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Hope to see you all in person tomorrow. And yet, Hashem.